Dr. Anna Maria Schumann?
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Cochran, members of the Board of Trustees. I'm Anna Maria Schumann, and I want to thank you for providing me with the opportunity to address you one last time in my capacity as Dean of the College of Education. First of all, I want to express my appreciation to you, the members of the Board of Trustees, for the support you have given me and the College of Education during my tenure. I also want to assure you that the College of Education is achieving the goal of preparing highly qualified educators for New Jersey schools. I believe that we're not only the largest, but the best. For me, it's an honor and a privilege to serve as the dean. Leaving the deanship, therefore, was not an easy decision to make. I love what I do. More importantly, I love who I do it with. We have great students at Kane. The College of Education is blessed with an incredible faculty, some of them are here today, and a wonderful staff. Dr. Ethel Young, the Associate Dean, Mr. Ron Dowdell, the Assistant to the Dean, and probably the two best secretaries this university hires, Mrs. Maria De Vincenti and Mrs. Krishnar. I want to thank them all, students, faculty, and staff, as they have all worked extremely hard to make what the College of Education is today. I would be remiss if I did not also thank the entire Kane community. I've gotten more hugs and kisses the last couple of months than in my 20-some years at Kane University. Especially want to thank the Hispanic Association of College Employees as their best wishes and support. I have one regret. I deeply regret that the letter Asa wrote to you, members of the Board of Trustees, had such unexpected and unfortunate consequences for Dr. Orlando Dreira, a hardworking and most respected member of the Hispanic community. I was asked by some of you, the last board meeting and other occasions, if the letters Dr. Dreira wrote were correct. I have read the letters, I was present at the meetings discussing the letters, and I must say, unfortunately, that the facts are indeed described correctly. What now? Where do we go from here? This cannot continue. I strongly support Dr. Farahi's plea. He did this in several meetings that I was present to faculty and administrators that we foster a climate of respect at our institution. It's imperative that those of us who are administrators, and I consider myself an administrator until September, set an example and work hard to restore mutual respect, civility, and trust at Kane, and that we do so immediately if we are to fulfill the promise of this great university. This is not in my notes because I just found out at 2 o'clock. I want to congratulate Dr. Michael Searson on his appointment as acting dean for the College of Education. I pledge to you and to him that I will work extremely hard and do my best to make the transition a smooth one. In conclusion, I want to thank each and every one of you for the many personal and professional sacrifices you make on behalf of Kane. I know how hard it is to work hard all day and then come to our meetings. I enjoyed working with you, and I wish you the very best as you strive to make this university a better place for our students. Thank you so much, and I will miss you.